Massachusetts casino regulators have given MGM additional time to work on a development project that's part of the company's deal with the state to build a resort casino in downtown Springfield. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is allowing another year for MGM to commit to invest in a project to redevelop a long-vacant six-story former hotel building in Court Square in the heart of downtown Springfield, just a block from where the company's resort casino is in the final months of construction. To satisfy a commitment to bring market-rate housing to downtown Springfield, MGM has proposed investing $11 million with other developers who plan to build 60 single- and two-bedroom apartments in the building at 31 Elm Street. Redeveloping 31 Elm was identified in a well-regarded study a decade ago as the key urban renewal project for downtown Springfield. Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said the city supports MGM's possible involvement in the project, even if it means a delay in getting the new housing built.
We feel that this is a very good deal for the city.
The terms of MGM's casino license with the state and its host community agreement with Springfield call for it to develop at least 54 units of market-rate housing within a half mile of the casino as part of a strategy to further enliven downtown with more residential activity. Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby warned MGM officials last year that there would be dire consequences if the housing is not built.
I don't want there to be any misunderstanding. If something goes wrong, we will not be happy because we are. This was a critical element.
Originally, the housing was to have been built by the time the casino opened, which is scheduled to happen this September. The Springfield City Council last year agreed to let the deadline slide to allow time for negotiations on the 31 Elm Street project. The building is owned by the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, which in 2012 designated Opal Real Estate Group as the preferred developer. Michael Crowley, a consultant for Opal, told city councilors last year the stars are aligning to get the project off the ground.
We approached MGM, and quickly between MGM, ourselves, and the city and the SRA, it became logical that this was a fabulous opportunity to take this property and create great residential, probably the highest-end residential property in downtown Springfield. Without the MGM money, this project is economically infeasible.
MGM now has until March 1, 2019 to make a final commitment to the 31 Elm Street project or move on. If 31 Elm falls through, MGM would have until March 1, 2020 to build the housing. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.